Costa Rica is one of the most spectacular wildlife sanctuaries on the planet. In its dense jungles and cloud forests reside countless fascinating species of animals and plants. It's home to some of the world's richest and most biodiverse ecosystems. Corcovado National Park boasts the greatest biodiversity in all of Costa Rica. This is a distant and remote region, difficult to access. Only the most daring travelers reach it. Where the most elusive animals live, they rarely show themselves. In the thickness of Corcovado's jungle, where sunlight struggles to filter through the canopy of leaves, the majestic jaguar lurks. Its coat, like a field of golden and black stars, moves with the confidence of a supreme hunter. This elusive feline is the largest land predator in America. Habitat loss and poaching are dark shadows that loom over its existence. In places like Costa Rica, actions to safeguard and preserve these animals represent a beacon of hope against the danger of their extinction. The ocelot is another feline of Corcovado. A master of adaptation, it can thrive in dense tropical jungles as well as in arid shrubs. Its spotted coat blends perfectly with the foliage, providing the camouflage needed to stalk its prey and evade larger predators. Emerging from the thick vegetation, a peculiar figure captivates us. With its robust body, short legs, and long snout, it's a tapir. Its elongated snout allows it to feed on leaves, shoots, and fruits. Its skin, a blend of grays and browns, is ideal for blending in with the shadows of the trees and ground vegetation. It now roams the park in search of leaves and branches to eat. But the tapir's appearance and movements conceal incredible strength and adaptability. They are excellent swimmers and divers, using water as a refuge from predators and as a way to regulate their body temperature in the heat of the day. If a branch suddenly quivers, it might be a tamandua or anteater, an excellent climber that uses its tail to move through the trees. Its slender body, clad in long, rough fur, as well as its pronounced and curved snout, are distinctive signs of this fascinating creature. The tamandua is a master in the art of specialized feeding. It mainly eats termites and ants, using its sharp claws to open the nests, and its long, sticky tongue to catch the insects. With its diet, it helps control termite and ant populations, which in turn impacts the health and balance of the ecosystem. Corcovado is just a small part of a nation that is a true biodiversity treasure. Costa Rica is located on the Central American Isthmus, bordered to the north by Nicaragua and to the south by Panama. Its beaches are washed by the Caribbean Sea to the east and the Pacific Ocean to the west. It's a natural bridge connecting North and South America. A conducive setting for the prosperity and diversity of animal life. Costa Rica's terrain is predominantly mountainous, interspersed with active and dormant volcanoes, and most of the country is covered by lush tropical forests. Costa Rica makes up just 0.03% of the planet's land area, but houses about 6% of global biodiversity. In the north of Corcovado, waves wash the golden beaches of Marino Ballena National Park. It stands out for its iconic sand and coral formation, resembling a whale's tail. And it serves as an essential transit point during the migration of one of the planet's most dazzling creatures, the humpback whales. For much of the year, humpback whales travel long distances from their feeding grounds in the cold waters of the North and South Poles to the warm tropical waters of Costa Rica to mate and give birth. They are easily recognizable by their immense size, predominantly black or dark gray coloring, and by the bumps on their heads and lower jaws. Sometimes they can be seen jumping, known as breaching. This behavior is speculated to serve several purposes. A means of long-distance communication with other whales. A form of play. A tactic to intimidate potential threats. A hunting strategy. Or even a way to remove parasites clinging to their skin. The song of the humpback whale consists of a series of high-frequency sounds. A song can last 10 to 20 minutes, and a whale can repeat the same song several times over several hours. Each population of humpback whales has its own set of songs, which change and evolve over time. The most widely accepted theory is that the songs are a form of sexual signaling. Only males sing, most commonly during the mating season. Some researchers also believe that songs may serve as a form of long-distance communication. Since sound travels very well underwater, a song could be an effective way to convey information to other group members. humpback whale calves cannot fend for themselves. They rely on their mother for food and protection. The mother, with her immense patience and education, teaches her young to navigate the complexities of the ocean. Together, they travel thousands of miles, a vital lesson on the migratory routes humpback whales have followed for generations. In the calm waters of this marine park, the bottlenose dolphin also resides. These creatures are social by nature, typically living in groups ranging from 10 to 30 members, although they can occasionally gather in significantly larger collectives. They are highly communicative beings, using a variety of sounds, gestures, and jumps to interact with each other. Whistles are the most recognized sound produced by dolphins. Each dolphin has a unique whistle, similar to a signature, which it uses to identify itself and communicate. They also produce a series of rapid clicks, which they use for echolocation. By emitting a series of these clicks and listening to the echo bouncing off nearby objects, they can determine the location, distance, and shape of the objects around them. Our attention shifts back to solid ground. Undoubtedly, one of the animals most associated with Costa Rica is the sloth. It lives in humid forested areas and even in the Central Valley of Costa Rica. The Manuel Antonio National Park is a prime spot for observing this animal. In the lush forests of this reserve, sloths spend most of their lives hanging from trees. Moving with a slowness that seems in harmony with the relaxed pace of life in Costa Rica. The three-toed sloth is distinguished by its brown eye patches. It is an animal fully adapted to tree life. It feeds on leaves, shoots, and buds, moving very slowly to conserve energy and not attract predators. Its thick and unruly fur blends perfectly with the environment, providing an effective defense against predators. A different species, Hoffman's two-toed sloth, is also found in this natural park. The two-toed has longer and silkier fur than its three-toed relatives, with a rounder-shaped face. Like its sister species, they conduct all their vital activities in trees, from mating and feeding to sleeping. They only tend to descend to move from one tree to another, or to defecate, which usually happens every 7 or 8 days. Unlike the three-toed sloth, the two-toed is nocturnal, meaning it spends most of the day sleeping, curled up in tree branches. After a relaxing time with the sloths, we delve deeper into the jungle to meet one of Manuel Antonio's loudest residents, the howler monkey. This primate, known for its deep and thunderous roar, contrasts starkly with the stillness of the sloths. From the heights of the canopy, howler monkeys live up to their name with a racket that resonates through the jungle. Their call, one of the most powerful sounds in nature, can be heard from a considerable distance. The capuchin monkey, with almost entirely black fur and a white front resembling the robes of capuchin monks, is a species more easily spotted in Manuel Antonio. It is one of the smartest New World primates. They can use tools and exhibit complex problem-solving behaviors. They are social animals, forming groups from 4 to over 30 individuals. Very active during the day, spending their time searching for fruits, insects, and even small vertebrates. Just when we think we've seen all that Manuel Antonio National Park has to offer, we stumble upon another intriguing resident, the white-nosed coatis. They are medium-sized mammals belonging to the raccoon family. They're often seen alone, foraging for food on the ground with their long noses. Their distinctive white nose is used as a tool to rummage through leaves and soil in search of their main food source: insects, spiders, and small vertebrates. Venturing into the heart of Costa Rica, towards the mountain peaks and cloud forests, we can find a creature of exceptional beauty. The Quetzal. Outside the breeding season, it tends to lead a solitary existence, perching on tree branches close to its nest. If it chooses to fly, its movement is usually slow and mesmerizing. Considered sacred by the ancient Mayan and Mexica civilizations, the Quetzal has iridescent green feathers, blending with red, white, and blue. The most impressive feature is the male's long tail. A line of green feathers that can be as long as its body. Seeing a quetzal in the wild is a privilege reserved for a few lucky individuals, as they are birds that tend to be shy and reserved. The beautiful birds that inhabit Costa Rica include toucans, with several species within this group. One of them is the yellow-breasted toucan, which also lives in the cloud forests of the Quetzal. Like most toucans, it's a social bird, often seen in groups. As an efficient seed disperser, it plays a vital role in the health and survival of the forests it inhabits. By feeding on fruits and expelling the seeds in different places, it aids the regeneration of these wooded areas. Something more colorful is the keel-billed toucan. Its beak features shades of green, red, blue, and yellow, contrasting with its mostly black plumage. It uses its powerful beak not only for feeding, but also to intimidate predators and compete for mates. Another bird that is a true visual spectacle in the skies of Costa Rica is the scarlet macaw. With its intense colors of red, yellow, and blue, it's one of the most colorful and large birds in the world. It stands out for its beauty and intelligence. They are highly social birds and live in large groups. Their distinctive squawk, audible from long distances, allows them to communicate with each other through the dense tropical vegetation. We leave the forest's density to approach the floral gardens and shrubs that adorn the country's trails. Over 50 species of hummingbirds dance in the air in Costa Rica, turning the space around flowers into their own aerial ballet stage. With their unmatched flight, they can move in all directions, and even hover in midair while drawing nectar from flowers. These tiny birds are a marvel of nature. Their metabolism is the fastest in the animal kingdom, due to the energy required to maintain their rapid flapping. This hummingbird belongs to the white-necked Jacobin species, found throughout much of Central America and northern South America. It has a distinctive white band around its neck and black plumage, although its color can vary from a dark metallic blue to an emerald green, depending on how the light strikes its feathers. Like other hummingbirds, white-necked jacobins can hover in place, drawing nectar from flowers with rapid flapping as they remain suspended in the air. Their flapping produces a characteristic hum that betrays their presence even before they are perceptible to the naked eye. This other species is the violet-eared hummingbird, distinguished by a pair of bright purple ears. Its body, on the other hand, is a kaleidoscope of greens and blues. One of the largest hummingbirds is the magnificent hummingbird, its colors shimmering in the sunlight. It's a natural pollinator that assists flowers in reproducing while feeding on nectar. There is also the fiery-throated hummingbird, which is found only in Costa Rica and parts of northern Panama. We delve back into the green cloak of the forest, where a different melody resonates. That of the amphibian world. In this setting, the splendid leaf frog, Cruciohyla calcarifer, emerges as the queen of the night. Every movement of this frog is a study in elegance and evolutionary adaptation. Gracefully, its long limbs stretch out to grasp branches, while its vibrant colors blend perfectly with the surrounding leaves and stems. This beautiful appearance serves a very clear purpose: survival. In the jungle, being seen can be deadly. Camouflage is a masterpiece of evolution. But not all frogs are as harmless as they seem. This is the red and blue poison dart frog. A small amphibian found in Costa Rica's wet tropical forests. At first glance, its bright skin with striking red and blue hues might seem merely beautiful. However, it serves as a warning sign. The poison dart frog secretes an extremely potent toxin through its skin. It protects them from predators, to the point that it can be dangerous to humans. They are called dart frogs because certain indigenous tribes used to apply their venom to arrow tips, making them more lethal for hunting. Another fascinating yet dangerous frog, the green and black poison dart frog. Its vibrant colors and bold pattern serve as a warning to potential predators. This tiny amphibian is an amazing example of how an organism can utilize environmental resources to its advantage. Its secret lies in the tiny, highly poisonous beetles and ants it consumes. By eating them, it extracts and stores their potent venom and secretes it through its skin. More famous, and one of Costa Rica's iconic animals, is the red-eyed tree frog, whose skin also has toxins, but not as strong. It's unmistakable with its bulging, intense red eyes and a green body with orange fingers. When threatened, it opens its huge red eyes, spreads its legs, and displays its shiny body. This sudden burst of color is meant to startle or confuse predators, giving it a valuable chance to escape. A peculiar frog species is the glass frog. Sakatamia ilex, with distinctive silver eyes with black reticulations. Its translucent skin, giving it its common name, allows it to blend almost completely with its surroundings in the damp leaves of the tropical forest. Traveling through Costa Rica, frogs are not a major threat, except when touched. But one needs to be more wary of other animals. Snakes. This is the eyelash viper, a venomous species characterized by its yellow color and modified scales or eyelashes above its eyes, giving it a fearsome appearance. Despite this intimidating look and potent venom, the eyelash viper is actually quite calm. It usually spends most of its time hidden among the vegetation, patiently awaiting its prey. Though the viper is not typically aggressive, it can bite if threatened or disturbed. And while its bite is rarely fatal to humans, it can cause significant pain and swelling. One of the most dangerous snakes in Costa Rica is the feared lance. This reptile, ranging from dark brown to black, camouflages perfectly among fallen leaves or the forest floor. During the day, the feared lance hides and rests, but when night falls, it becomes active and hunts. It is particularly nervous and unpredictable, especially when sensing danger. Because of its diet, which includes rats and mice, it can be found near human settlements, leading to unfortunate encounters. Leaving the depths of the jungle, the next chapter of this incredible wildlife story in Costa Rica takes us to its Pacific coasts. Here, a truly magical and fascinating event takes place: the Arrabada. Thousands of sea turtles emerge from the ocean, dragging their heavy bodies across the sand, where they dig nests and lay their eggs. It is an awe-inspiring natural spectacle, a synchronized dance turtles have been performing for millennia. One of the best places in Costa Rica to witness this natural display is Ostional. In the twilight, the beach fills with turtles, each focused on its vital task of securing the next generation. Once they have finished laying, the mothers return to the sea, leaving a new generation incubating beneath the warm sand. Then, another crucial phase begins, lasting about 50 days. During this time, the future offspring develop inside their shells. Finally, on a warm night, the shells start to crack, and tiny turtles emerge from the nest. These vulnerable hatchlings have an innate instinct guiding them on their first perilous journey to the sea. It's a time filled with wonder and tension, showcasing a heroic struggle for survival. For those that manage to reach the sea and overcome the waves, an incredible journey spanning many years begins. They'll navigate through the vastness of the world's immense oceans, covering staggering distances. On the east coast, washed by the Caribbean Sea, is Tortuguero National Park. Located in a secluded spot, it can only be accessed by boat through its narrow canals. However, it is one of the busiest natural parks in Costa Rica. Here there are ecosystems like swamps, mangroves, beaches, and tropical forests, where multiple species of animals inhabit. In the mangrove lives the Antillean manatee. One of the most threatened species in the country, facing challenges such as illegal fishing, collisions with vessels, and pollution. The government has worked on its protection, something that is difficult as they are very hard to locate in these dark and turbid waters. In swamps and mangroves lives the spectacled caiman. The most widely distributed crocodile in America. It has a high ability to adapt to different environments, feeding on small mammals, reptiles, amphibians, crabs, and fish. In the tropical forests of Tortuguero is the nine-banded armadillo, which spends much of the day foraging for food, using its highly developed senses of smell and hearing. Also, the Central American spider monkey, or chango, distinguished by its long arms and intelligence. They are considered one of the most intelligent primates. Decades ago, this species was abundant in the jungles of Central America, but being highly vulnerable to deforestation, it is now threatened. Additionally, it is sometimes trapped to be sold as a pet or consumed for its meat. Leaving the green tangle of the forests, we travel to the heights, where the jungle creatures give way to imposing mountains and geological phenomena. Costa Rica is a country of volcanoes. Among them stands the imposing Irazu, the tallest giant in the country. Its prominent silhouette rises near San Jose, the capital. The summit has a teal-colored lake, and from it, on clear days, it is possible to observe the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean. Due to its proximity to the capital and constant activity, this volcano represents one of the most significant natural disaster risks in Costa Rica. Another volcano is Arenal, characterized by its defined conical shape and the clouds that often surround the summit. It is currently inactive, although its last eruption was relatively recent. In 2010, which left some stunning images of nighttime eruptions. A few hours from Arenal is the Poás volcano. The main crater in the northern part of the massif is one of the largest craters in the world. Currently active, with an extremely acidic lake called Laguna Caliente. In the south part is Laguna Botos, which is surrounded by a cloud forest. This stunning natural beauty is not without danger. In the surroundings of Poás National Park lives a small creature with a very potent bite. It is the bullet ant, one of the most feared animal species in Costa Rica. Although small in size, this ant has one of the most potent venoms in the insect kingdom. While its sting is not fatal to humans, it is extremely painful, even more so than that of a bee or wasp. In fact, the name bullet ant comes from the intensity of its sting, described as similar to the sensation of being shot with a bullet. The venom of the bullet ant contains a powerful neurotoxin. When a person is stung by it, the pain can last up to 24 hours. Venturing deep into the Pacific, away from the Costa Rican coast, we come across Cocos Island. It is a privileged place from a biological standpoint. Here, only park rangers and research biologists reside, and numerous unique species of animals and plants inhabit that are not found anywhere else. It is suspected that this island may have been the inspiration for Michael Crichton's fictional island Nublar in Jurassic Park, a novel that would later be made into a film. In the waters of Cocos Island, there is a wide variety of marine species, like the hammerhead shark, currently endangered. The white-tip reef shark, recognizable by the appendages next to its nostrils and its white tip on the dorsal and tail fin. The giant manta ray, the largest species of manta on the planet. The enormous sailfish, the second fastest inhabitant of the oceans. Or the blue shark, the largest fish in the world. Much more visited than Cocos Island is Turtle Island, close to the Pacific coast in the Gulf of Nicoya. During the 16th and 17th centuries, Turtle Island was a refuge for pirates looking for a safe place to repair their ships and resupply water and food. Nowadays, it is a popular tourist spot for enjoying the beach, diving, and snorkeling. Nearby is the Tarcoles River, one of the longest in Costa Rica, where the American crocodile lives. Although it may appear slow and clumsy on land, it moves with surprising speed in the water and is a highly effective hunter. Therefore, visitors should keep a safe distance and never attempt to interact with them. Another peculiar animal that inhabits Costa Rica is the vampire bat, Desmodus rotundus. They feed on blood, a behavior known as hematophagy. They are small, dark brown, with a series of unique adaptations that help them feed on blood. Their sharp front teeth can make clean cuts in the skin of their victims, usually large mammals, like cattle or horses. They also have a specialized tongue they can use to lick the blood from these wounds. Although they rarely attack humans, they can transmit diseases such as rabies. Given that Costa Rica has a relatively small area, many of the places we have talked about are near its capital, San Jose, located in the center of the country. San Jose is the cultural center of Costa Rica, offering a wide variety of leisure, gastronomy, and cultural options. It was founded in 1737, and decades later became the capital of the country. Many of its buildings and historical monuments reflect its long history. Even in the Costa Rican capital, animals can be seen. It's not widely known that around the campus of the University of Costa Rica, some three-toed sloths live. Furthermore, San Jose is known for its pleasant climate. Since Costa Rica is close to the equator, the temperature in the capital remains moderate throughout the year. Though San Jose can be chaotic and bustling, it also has areas of serene beauty, with numerous public parks and gardens. La Sabana Park, also called the Lungs of San Jose, is the city's largest urban park. A place to run, walk, and relax. Another must-visit city in Costa Rica is Cartago, founded in 1563 by the Spanish conquistador Juan Vázquez de Coronado. It was the country's first capital during the entire Spanish domination. Cartago is renowned for its outstanding architecture and historical sites. One of the city's highlights is the Basilica of Our Lady of the Angels, a Byzantine-style building. Every year on August 2nd, thousands of Costa Ricans make a pilgrimage to the Basilica to pay tribute to the Virgin of the Angels, or La Negrita, the patron saint of Costa Rica, whose statue is located in the Basilica. Liberia is a significant city in the province of Guanacaste, known as the White City because of its white-painted houses and gravel roads, a historical feature of the town. It's the gateway to Pacific beaches and Guanacaste's national parks due to its strategic location and its international airport, the second largest in Costa Rica. Liberia boasts traditional colonial architecture and a relaxed rural atmosphere. The central park is surrounded by shops, restaurants, and the parish of the Immaculate Conception. The Guanacaste region is also known for its cultural festivals. Like the annexation of the Party of Nicoya celebrations, commemorating when the Nicoya Peninsula, which includes much of modern-day Guanacaste province, chose to join Costa Rica over Nicaragua in 1824. Heredia, also known as the City of Flowers, is one of Costa Rica's most important cities, located in the country's center, a short distance north of the capital, on the foothills of the Central Volcanic Range. It has well-preserved colonial architecture, a pleasant climate, and an abundance of greenery. One of the city's emblems is the Church of the Immaculate Conception, a beautiful 18th century church. Another point of interest in this city is El Fortín, a 19th century old circular tower fortress. Furthermore, Heredia is on Costa Rica's coffee route. This region has been a coffee-growing area since the 19th century. Nowadays, various plantations can be visited to learn about the coffee production process, from harvest to cup, and of course, to taste the final result. Tamarindo is one of the country's most frequented beach destinations, situated in the province of Guanacaste, on the northwestern coast of Costa Rica. Known for its excellent surfing conditions and nightlife, it's a recommended place for those seeking both adventure and relaxation. It's famous for its consistent waves, making it suitable for surfers of all levels, from beginners to experts. It's a cosmopolitan community, with a mix of Costa Ricans and foreigners who have made this city their home. Santa Teresa, located south of Tamarindo, is widely visited by foreigners due to its exceptional beaches, ideal for both sunbathing and surfing. It has a relaxed atmosphere with beach bungalows, surf shops, and outdoor restaurants. The food is a mix of local Costa Rican and international cuisine, with many health options available. Near Santa Teresa is the city of Punta Arenas, situated on a narrow, needle-shaped sandbar. Pirate John Clipperton arrived in 1720 and named it Punta de Arena. During the 19th and 20th centuries, it was Costa Rica's most important Pacific port, and from 1940, it began to develop as a tourist spot. Facing Punta Arenas, the Nicoya Peninsula is recognized as one of the world's healthiest regions to live in. It has been designated as a blue zone, a term used to refer to areas of the planet where the population enjoys exceptional longevity and has lower rates of chronic diseases compared to other places. This region is home to a high proportion of centenarians, many of whom not only live a long time, but also maintain a healthy and active lifestyle as they age. The exact reasons behind the longevity in the Nicoya Peninsula are still being investigated, but several factors seem to play a significant role. Among them is the diet, based on fresh and natural vegetables, including a wide variety of local fruits and vegetables, as well as whole grains and legumes. Corn and corn tortillas are staple foods, as are black beans. Meat is consumed in moderation and is mostly locally sourced. The inhabitants of this peninsula tend to lead a physically active life. Many are farmers or fishermen and spend a long time outdoors daily. Furthermore, family plays a crucial role in daily life, fostering strong social bonds. The elderly are respected, and it's common for them to live with their families. Partly because of this excellent quality of life, years ago, Costa Rica began to be known as the Switzerland of Latin America. Unlike many of its neighbors, Costa Rica has enjoyed considerable political stability since the 1940s. It abolished its army in 1948 following a brief civil war, and has since maintained a stable democracy, something that resembles the neutrality for which Switzerland is known. Additionally, Costa Rica has a high-quality healthcare system and a life expectancy comparable to that of some of the most developed countries. It is also one of the world leaders in conservation and sustainability. It has taken steps to protect its biodiversity, preserve its forests, and promote renewable energy. Costa Rica ranks among the world's countries with the highest happiness index and is considered the happiest country in Latin America. As a country, they have worked to prioritize the well-being of their citizens over material consumption. Despite having per capita incomes lower than several highly developed countries, Costa Ricans report levels of life satisfaction that are comparable or even superior. The connection with nature may be a key factor for the overall well-being of Costa Ricans. Much of Costa Rica's territory is protected under conservation laws. And sport and commercial hunting are totally prohibited. It has stringent laws to protect animal rights. Penalizing animal abuse with penalties that include the possibility of imprisonment. Although the use of marijuana is penalized in Costa Rica, the law is somewhat ambiguous. Possession of reasonable amounts for personal use is not penalized, although the definition of reasonable amounts is left to the interpretation of the judges. Costa Rica allocates a significant portion of its national wealth to the education sector. According to its constitution, the country must allocate at least 8% of this wealth to education, representing one of the highest percentages worldwide. Thanks to these investments and policies, the country has managed to achieve one of the highest literacy rates in Latin America, with approximately 98% of the adult population able to read and write. It also has a strong tradition of higher education, with several public and private universities offering a wide range of study programs. The University of Costa Rica stands out, being one of the most prestigious universities in Latin America. Costa Rica is a country whose culture has been shaped by its indigenous heritage. The influence of Spanish colonization, as well as contributions from African and Asian cultures due to immigration. Costa Ricans, known as Ticos, tend to be friendly and hospitable. Because of the country's incredible biodiversity, they generally have a strong environmental awareness. Considering respect for nature as an essential element of their national identity. Pura vida is a widely used expression that reflects the optimistic and relaxed attitude that prevails among the population. Summarizing their approach to life, that all is well, to live in peace, enjoy, and appreciate what one has. Festivities and celebrations are an essential part of Costa Rican culture. Some of the most prominent are Holy Week, during which religious processions are held throughout the country. and Independence Day on September 15th, celebrated with parades and music. The Dia de los Boyeros is another cultural highlight, where farmers parade with their ornately decorated ox carts. Food in Costa Rica is another important part of its culture. Gallo pinto is the most common dish, a mixture of rice and pinto or black beans seasoned with onion, pepper, and cilantro. It is commonly served for breakfast, along with eggs, cheese, tortillas, and a cup of Costa Rican coffee. Casado is a lunch dish consisting of rice, beans, fried ripe plantains, a salad, and a choice of meat, which can be chicken, beef, fish, or pork. Olla de carne is a beef stew with vegetables like chayote, yuca, corn, carrots, green bananas, and potatoes. Although tamales are common throughout Latin America, Costa Rican tamales have their own variations. They are usually made with corn dough filled with meat, rice, beans, and sometimes vegetables, all wrapped in a banana leaf. Chifrijo is a bar dish that combines pork cracklings and red beans, rice, and pico de gallo. The latter is a fresh tomato salad with onion, cilantro, and lime. Everything is served in a bowl with corn tortillas or tortilla chips on the side. Being one of the main tourist destinations in Central America, tourism plays a vital role as one of Costa Rica's main sources of income. Attracting visitors from all over the world. However, there are other sectors equally relevant to the national economy. The service sector, with areas like finance, information technology, health, and education, has grown significantly in recent decades. As has the industrial sector, manufacturing, construction, and food production. In particular, Costa Rica has seen growth in the advanced technology and medical devices industry. Agriculture remains an important part of the economy. Costa Rica is one of the world's largest exporters of coffee, bananas, and pineapples. Additionally, the production of other products, such as sugar, fruits, vegetables, and dairy, is also significant. Although it is one of the smallest countries in terms of coffee production, its focus on quality rather than quantity has put it on the global coffee map. Costa Rican coffee is recognized for its high quality and flavor. Much of the production is Arabica coffee, a variety with a mild taste and less bitterness. Costa Rica is also a global leader in the production of renewable energies. Approximately 98% of its electricity comes from renewable sources, such as hydroelectric, geothermal, solar, and wind. The way of life of the Ticos, their laws, and culture cannot be fully understood without knowing a bit about their history. Christopher Columbus arrived in Costa Rica in 1502 during his fourth voyage to the Americas, although the effective conquest and colonization by the Spanish did not begin until the mid-16th century. The conquerors were in search of gold and other riches, but they found relatively little compared to other regions of Latin America. During the colonial period, from 1526 to 1821, Costa Rica was one of the poorest and most isolated regions of the Spanish Empire in the Americas. During this time, diseases introduced by the Europeans devastated the indigenous communities. Simultaneously, a mixing of cultures occurred as Europeans, Africans, and indigenous people interacted and merged. When Mexico declared its independence from Spain in 1821, Costa Rica, as part of the Captaincy General of Guatemala, also gained its independence. In contrast to a violent war of independence, Costa Rica achieved its freedom peacefully. Later, the country was part of the short-lived Federation of United Provinces of Central America, until it finally separated to become a sovereign nation in 1838. Now that you've discovered how fascinating this country is, you might feel the urge to visit. Or perhaps you're already planning a trip. Therefore, here are some practical tips for traveling to Costa Rica. The country has an extensive bus network that reaches most tourist areas, which is an economical choice. However, bear in mind that routes can be indirect, and travel times may be long. Renting a car is a good option for more flexibility, if you have the budget. But some areas of the country might have rugged roads, requiring a four-wheel drive vehicle. Additionally, car rentals can be pricey. If you decide to rent one, be sure to ask about the final price, including insurance, taxes, and other fees. When leaving the car to hike, it is essential not to leave valuables in plain view inside. If driving, do so cautiously. Roads can be narrow in some sections, with potholes and unpaved areas. Animal crossings, such as sloths, iguanas, monkeys, cows, goats, chickens, or dogs, are common in areas far from big cities. It's essential to avoid unofficial taxis. If you need a taxi, look for the red ones with a yellow triangle. Group or private guided tours can be an excellent option to see as many places as possible in the least amount of time, saving you the stress of planning and navigation. One option is visiting Costa Rica during the rainy season, from May to November. Although there's a lot of rainfall, there will still be plenty of sunshine hours, and accommodation prices are significantly lower. The high season is the dry one, from late November to late April. This is when most tourists arrive from the USA, Canada, and Europe. If traveling during the high season, it's essential to book hotels, transport, and excursions in advance. The rainy season, known as winter in Costa Rica, shouldn't be avoided. Rain usually occurs at specific times of the day, but it doesn't prevent activities. If visiting during this season, remember to bring waterproof clothing, and for high-altitude areas, some warmer clothing is necessary. Especially during the rainy season, it's advisable to bring hiking boots. In this case, when putting them on, it's a good idea to check inside for spiders, as they like to shelter in such dark places. Smoking or vaping is prohibited in public places, including bars, restaurants, transportation, hotel rooms, beaches, rivers, and wilderness areas. It's only allowed in private settings. To save money and experience the local Tico life, consider eating at Sodas, which are small restaurants serving local food. Keep in mind that prices in Costa Rica aren't low, unlike neighboring countries like Nicaragua. In fact, they are similar to those in the USA. Tap water in homes is drinkable, so it's safe to consume. Regarding tips, a 10% gratuity is automatically added to bills, but it's always appreciated to leave a little extra if the service was good. The local currency is the Costa Rican colón, although the US dollar is also widely accepted. It's useful to have both on hand. In terms of safety, Costa Rica is generally a safe destination. However, as in any other tourist location, it's essential to be cautious with personal belongings and avoid isolated areas both day and night. It's recommended not to walk alone in less frequented places, including beaches at night or very early in the morning. It's wise to keep your passport in a safe place and carry a copy during activities. Be cautious when swimming at the beaches. Every year, there are dozens of fatal accidents due to strong currents. It's better not to swim in rivers, given the possible presence of crocodiles. As a tropical country, the sun is potent, and mosquitoes are often a problem, especially in coastal and jungle areas. Among the transmitted tropical diseases, though with relatively low incidence, are malaria, dengue, chikungunya fever, and the Zika virus. It's essential to respect the rules of national parks and consider using ecologically friendly sun protection and insect repellents. A fundamental point to protect wildlife is not to feed animals. Firstly, it's illegal, but it can also be dangerous, as you don't know how an animal might react. Moreover, it can negatively impact animals' hunting and gathering instincts. I hope this journey through the beauty of Costa Rica has inspired you to discover more and experience its unparalleled Pura Vida firsthand. Until next time, as we continue exploring other countries.